This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:40. It's Monday morning, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Thank you, Fremont All right. Bank.
For starters, I'll give you the update on our stolen car. If you don't know this story, so I live in an area that was threatened by fire recently, one of the big fires that happened after the lightning strikes. So we were threatened with evacuation. We were sort of expecting that it was coming for us. In fact, at this point, I think it was a month ago, right around now, that we were being evacuated. So the night before we evacuated, while we're in the process of getting as many things together as we can, our car was stolen from our front yard. We have it on video. They got in our car, drove away, and we haven't seen it since. Until yesterday, when we got in the mail a bill for it having crossed the Carquinez Bridge. So we're like,
oh boy.
What the hell? On top of them stealing our car, they're out there crossing bridges with the thing. So, Jesus, are you kidding me? So we had to, those things are a little, first of all, they've changed a little bit since I've been across the bridge. Instead of having a picture of part of the car, they now just have a little cutout of the plate.
Yep.
So we didn't see anything possible to get an idea of who was driving or...
Wonder, though, if they do have a bigger picture and they've just cropped it down to the license plate.
I don't know. And I don't know if we could even bother. We got that in the mail and I was walking up from the mailbox. You know how you sort of sort through, like, let's see what's going on. What? Fast track? Uh-oh, what's going on here? I haven't been anywhere.
Right. Wait, you certainly haven't crossed any bridges.
No, like I'm starting to think, like, what could this be? What is this? And sure enough, so our car crossed the Carquinez Bridge last week or 2 weeks ago in the middle of the night and hasn't been seen or heard from since.
Was it the night that you guys lost it or was this
several days later? No, weeks later.
Oh, boy.
Many weeks later.
So, well, you know, it's still running. That's a positive, right?
Well, I mean, is it?
I don't know.
We don't even want
it back. They just driving into the shop. I know. That's the thing. It's like once somebody's been in it and done whatever the hell they've done, it's just like, ew, great. Now
and
I get
so
a
much
used
stuff.
Car back.
And look, I know everybody's had this happen to them. We're talking in the Bay Area and we're talking San Francisco. Like, I know it happens, so we're not alone in this. But it takes days before you realize all the stuff that was in there, too. So we're like, what about, oh, no, what about, oh, no.
Were all the kids' seats in there and all the?
Seats were in there. So the thing we this weekend I told you we took the kids to the beach and my oldest has a little life vest that her mom wants on her that got stolen. Oh, so we're headed to the beach, I'm like, get the vest and.
The vest is gone.
All right. Well,
it is true.
That.
You throw so much stuff in there, just like all your supplies for wherever you're going.
Of course,
the beach stuff.
Any parent specifically any mom is basically driving around with all the stuff she needs, diapers, whatever. It's all in there. So there's the update. The car is fine. Still driving, and we just got a bill.
Let's hope they take it on many road trips and go over many toll bridges.
I'd love to see super. Their journey.
Because I'm sure the Carquinez Bridge will totally understand and not and just go, then forget it.
Right. Well, that's so Christina goes, I'm going to fight this. And I'm all right. I just walked away.
Have a great time with
that. You should do that. I'll talk to you later. I'm going to go watch the football game and be sad that that happened with like at the absolute worst. Well, I'm sure there's worse timing, but it wasn't great.
There's plenty of worse timing things.
Anyway, there you go. There's where our car is. Oh, so boy.
Where it was. We don't know where it is still.
That's true. And at this point, keep it. You know what?
Right.
We don't even...
Go ahead and chop it up. I never want to hear about it again.
Do what you want to do. Ugh. Speaking of cars, I thought I would segue into this real quick, and then I'll do a few more, big-time stories. But a company called Insurify looks at a bunch of models each year, a bunch of cars, and how many owners have at least one speeding ticket on their record.
Oh.
So I thought, there you go. These are the cars that are out there zooming around. And there are certain brands of car where I'm like, of course you're driving a BMW. What else would you drive? Or if you're in the fast lane and you find yourself having to practically slam on the brakes, you know a Prius is in front of you.
Duh.
You know it is.
Prius.
Durr, George. That's just absolute. So overall, just over 10% of Americans have gotten a speeding ticket before. Here are
only
the top
only
five.
10%, huh?
There's a lot of car. I'm surprised we don't look. I realize car crashes suck, and there's plenty of them. But I'm surprised there aren't a lot more. Like a lot more, based on how many people, the amount of people who are texting and driving daily.
It is outrageous.
We should have hundreds, if not thousands, of more accidents per day. I mean, you just see that car going, durr, durr. And maybe that's it. Maybe it's that defensive driving has become so much better, you know?
Right, that we're like, oh, there's that guy.
There's that
it
guy.
It is
Let's
true.
All when, slow down.
Every time I look up from my phone, there's some idiot driving stupidly.
Right. The number one car where people have gotten tickets is called a Subaru WRX. Mm. Anybody?
Yeah.
No.
Kids buy them to make them into sports cars.
Oh.
They're great all-wheel drive cars, and they're really fast.
Oh. So you're telling me these become, they get them, there's a lot of, what do you call that, aftermarket build-ups for that car?
Absolutely.
Both on the engine and the body, or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And they come already pretty fast, so.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Volkswagen GTI comes in at number two. I had one of those, and I loved that car. That car was fast. And I got that in a stick shift. I think I got a V6. That car was super fast.
What happened to that car?
I had that when I left the station. Back in whatever that was, 02?
Yeah.
Whatever. And I had a dog. And I had to. I got rid of it and got the truck. Because it just isn't a car that you can have an 80-pound lab in.
Right.
You just can't.
If only she would just lay down on the back seat and sleep while you drove.
Yeah, that wasn't the way that went, though. The Subaru, two of the cars in the top five list of cars that get tickets.
I'm blown away.
Tickets,
I'm blown away that
Impreza.
Subarus are in there. I think of Subarus as being like we're talking about getting a Subaru. Like they seem so like a nice normal family car. I don't know about these super fast cars.
Well, you didn't get it yet?
No. What's the point? No one's driving anywhere.
Well, okay. There you go. Good point.
I mean, my car, honest to God, it has four flat tires. It never moves.
Although, who knows, if you walked up to the Subaru lot right now hoping to get one, they might be like, what will it take us to get you to drive away in one of these things?
You'll have to pay us $5,000. Thank you. We'll take the car.
The Infiniti G37, never heard of it. The Dodge Dart, that's the car that ran into our van.
Oh.
That night I was out on a date with my missus, and it was like we had the van, I don't know, pretty new, and some dude plowed us and kept driving.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Oh,
it was a Dodge
Dart.
God,
I thought that was like a Mustang or something.
No, it was
a new Dodge Dart, huh?
A new muscle car. They look like the old muscle cars, actually. Wait a minute, that's a Dart?
Mm-hmm, that's what popped up on Google. Let me look for another picture.
No, that's not.
Because that is not a good looking. That is like a family sedan. See if there's a Dodge Dart coupe.
On the list is, oh, you know what? It may have been one of these other Dodges. Also on the list is the Dodge Challenger and the Dodge Charger. So maybe it's one of those.
Maybe, yeah.
It absolutely looked like an old muscle car. I only saw the headlights before it plowed us, but, you know.
Chargers are badass.
Yeah, he clearly thought he was something.
Here's a picture of the, that could be it. That looks like an old muscle car.
Yeah, more like it, yep.
Kind of that weird bubble on the front.
There you go. Those are the cars that all have or get the most speeding
tickets. Super. I would have been like the Ferraris, the Porsches.
There's not enough of those.
I guess. Except, per capita, those would seem like they would get, the most. Because the cops are on the lookout for those. Like, I always heard if you have a red car, you're 10 times more likely to get a ticket. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, that they would be on the lookout.
I was going to say, a lot of the people who can afford these Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Corvettes and stuff are usually older. Like my dad, when he drives his nice, fancy, fast sports cars, he's the slowest guy on the road. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing, that whenever I see a sports car, to be honest with you, I see the new Vet or the new, the occasional Maserati, whatever. They often drive slower than a Prius. And I don't know if it's because they want everyone to see who they are and what they spend on this thing. I'm not sure what that's all about, but I it appears to be that they're more careful than even than me. And if I had that car, I would absolutely have already lost my license for sure.
Well, that's so good that you don't have one of those.
I know. Yeah, I have not prioritized getting a sports car. That is, I do see how that will play out for me. It's not going to go well. All right. So anyway, there's that, the cars. I wanted to mention, because I saw that Lexi used to do middays here at Alice, and she's now, I think she's up in Sacramento, and I still follow her on Instagram, and she had posted a picture of another one of those smoky sunsets just last night. And I went, I thought we were clear of this, but the truth is the fires aren't out.
No.
And so I thought I'd mention that while many of us have been able to return to our homes, and we are sort of putting our lives back together, It appears the firefighters are still hard at work. Just if this isn't the beginning, it's okay, the middle, smack dab in the middle of fire season. And I guess we have more smoke coming. It looks like today is going to be hot, and then we'll get some cooling through middle of the week, and then it's going to get really hot again over the weekend.
You're kidding.
No. So that's the forecast. And I thought, man, I just hope that we all be real careful with our cigarette butts or whatever it is that we may.
Yes, please.
We could do to prevent.
Because honestly, this is early days in this fire season. And, the lightning got everything started. But this is where we're not even really fully in it.
Right.
Seems like October, November have been right before it starts raining. Last few years.
Well, October is when. In October, that's when we get what are known down south as the Santa Ana winds. Here, sometimes they're called the Diablo winds. But either way, they're offshore, they're warm, and they're strong. Mm. And those are the winds that create that fire season we're all used to, and the one that we normally get. What we've been happening now is what you're attributing to either, raking the leaves or climate change or a combination of both. So there's that. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. Vinny, maybe the Dodge Dart that hit your van was stolen and that's why they didn't stop. Love you guys. No, they got the guy. That particular accident, they did get the guy.
Well, you were in a parking garage, right?
Yeah. My husband has a WRX. I drive it to work one day a week and I become a different person. I drive like a real D. It's so fun.
Oh, wow.
It is fun. It's true
that a car can totally change your personality.
You got to get your boy to get a WRX, it sounds like. That's the fun one.
He needs one that has a, he needs like the station wagon-y one.
Oh, God.
They come in station wagons.
The fast one does?
Mm-hmm, it does.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. No, I'll get him whichever one goes the slowest. Okay. I feel like that's important.
Sarah!
What?
My brother's the online sales manager at Marin Subaru. He can hook you up!
Okay, we'll go there, but we're not going for a while. Sarah? Nobody's going anywhere. We don't need a new car right now. If anything, we're trying to, you know, shore up the finances. The future's uncertain.
Yeah, that was actually, as our car had been stolen, we just sort of went, we're not buying another car. No. Not while we're both sitting here in the house. What's the point?
Right. And you have two. It's not like you're sharing a car. You're fine.
Finn, that happened to me when my car was stolen. They crossed the Golden Gate Bridge. I wrote them, of course, and they waived the fee. Oh, that's good.
That's good. You can't be the first guy's stolen car that's gone across the bridge, right?
I'm sure we're not.
Maybe they need a police report.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The virtual Emmys, Vin, and some news about Jim Carrey that I think you'll like, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.